And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Fat, inside 15 minutes, please. And when people ring, you say hello. It's Bill from
Drilldry.
We don't want to hear you say hello. Just tell us what you're doing and then answer the question. That's all we want.
He's a cheat. Duck's just got up and taken
a photo of
the quiz.
The answer.
It's shocking.
How would you do that?
Because you're vain. Because you don't want to get anything wrong. You want to be right, and you're vain, and Bradshaw was right.
I did not take a photo.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, we're playing today for TaylorMade Golf Balls, Jim, the Tour Response.
Tour Response, beautiful.
And the Trust Putter. How good's that, Jim?
Superb, Bill. I've been using it myself, actually.
You said you're bringing
it back. Rolls beautifully.
Righto, here we go. Leroy's there, and we've got the lifelines coming up very shortly. We'll go to Brad in Warringal. G'day, Bradley.
Boys, just down at the shops, grabbing a loaf of bread and some ham and cheese for a sandwich.
Oh, what are you going for, the brown or the white?
The malt.
The whole meal with a bit of sesame seeds, best bet.
Oh, nice. And just the old ham and cheese hangers.
Yeah, a bit of pickles as well, Bill.
Pickle in there, Bill.
Very boring ham and cheese hangers.
Pickle in there?
Jesus Christ.
Any back for Brad?
The
Tigers. Righto, mate. Can you name the current captain of the Adelaide Crows?
That's Rosa Sloan.
Well done. We had him on. Mm. Very nice boy. Had the surfy hair too, didn't he?
Yep.
Thank you.
No, there's a radio though, so
Brad. Well, we saw him. In round two, Hawthorn, Bradley, will be playing Geelong at GMHBA Stadium for the first time since when? What year?
Oh, I did hear this during the week, but I can't remember, so I'm just going to have to have a stab in the dark.
Yeah.
1998.
No. Bad luck, mate. Paul in Alterna Meadows. G'day, Paul.
How are we going, boys?
Oh, no, Bill.
Come on, Paulie.
I can't say hello.
Well, Leroy does it all. I like Paulie. John in Seaford. John?
Just delivering pianos, fellas.
Hey!
First time this year.
Where have you been?
Been around.
Pianos.
What, are baby pianos or grand pianos?
Everything.
No, they're called upright pianos.
People still buying them?
Yeah, we haven't stopped, dude. We haven't stopped. We've been flat out.
Dude.
You got more pianos than you can handle.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to John. John, Hawthorn played Geelong GMHBA Stadium, dude, for the first time since what year?
2004.
No, Johnny. Nick's there in Churnside Park. Nicholas?
Bill.
A lot of g'day.
Bill. Don't say Bill. Bill. It's not Bill's fault.
Remind him.
Remind him. Tim, don't say.
No, don't tell him not to say it.
Tim, how are you?
Yeah, just drinking a nice cold glass of Vic Bitter with a dash of lime.
That's not called a shandy. What's that called?
Freshly squeezed Bill from my lime tree.
Oh, I gathered that. It'd be a lime tree, Timmy, Hawthorn played Geelong at GMHBA Stadium for the first time since what year?
That would have to be 2005.
No.
Go the other way.
Back to the lime.
Jim, it's back to normal.
We're 8 minutes in and Dan, we're still on the second question.
Dan from South Yarra. the bot opens Monday. Dan, how good?
I'm pumped for it, Billy. It's going to be good.
Buddy, if it is, or get in there, Carlton draft off tap, on tap.
Over 50s?
No, Brian. It's changed since your day. Yeah. Daniel?
Yes?
Hawthorn played Geelong, GMHBA Stadium. When was the last time they played there?
I think it was like 1995.
No.
Jeez, well, close before. We're going well here, Jim. Luke's
it's going beautifully.
Ainsbury. Very nice golf course there, Jim, Ainsbury.
People have said 2004, 2005.
Righto.
And they're very close.
Thank you, Duck. Luke, hi.
Just watching BT's highlight.
Yeah.
Which one? The ones when he gets upset and gets all cranky with the
you'll
umpire?
Be there, you'll waste be there a couple of minutes.
You'll be there all day.
When did Hawthorn last play at Geelong?
2006.
Yes! See what the Cats media did the other day?
No.
They put out a thing to the Hawthorn supporters and team, how far it is from Waverley to GMH. Very clever. I like that. Yeah. Number three is a...
Get around him!
Righto, here we go. Now you've got Gee, you're looking good, Tiger Duck. Brian Bunnings Taylor or Damo with a little curl in the front of his hair today. Oh, curly over there, Barrett.
Right, one, look, one curl.
Can you name the last NAB AFL Rising Star Award winners? The last three that won the NAB AFL Rising Star.
I'll go with the Duck.
Righto.
Well, he's got a photo looking, of the answers.
You're looking good, Tiger.
Well, I'll go back.
Put your mind out.
A few years ago, Andrew McGrath won it from Essendon.
Did he?
Yep. Jaden Stevenson, he won it.
Look at the photo.
And he's just checking his phone.
He's just dragging the photo out of it so he can read it. Oh, look at it.
Duck, you're a terrible cheat.
And last year, Sam Walsh won it.
Oh, listen, go.
So
Walsh.
There's the last three, I think.
Do you like that, Lukey?
Yeah, I'll back him in.
Oh, Duck, you're too good. Well done. No more cheating, Duck.
Jeez. Thanks, Duck.
Righto, where does Buddy Franklin currently sit on the all-time goal-kicking list with 944 majors?
Sixth.
Oh, not a bad guess, but bad.
Oh,
Lloyd!
Lloyd.
Hello, Lloyd.
Just having a punt, boys.
Are you, Lloyd's an old name, isn't it? It's not for a young blokes.
It's Ari's assistant in Entourage. It's the most Lloyd. Famous Lloyd ever.
Lloyd. Well, Matthew Lloyd.
No, it was yep. First name we're going with, Bill, not second.
All right, Lloyd.
it's a totally different thing.
Well, they're both called Lloyd. Lloyd-o, do you know that? Where does Buddy currently sit on the all-time goal-kicking list with 944?
Would that be eighth?
No. What about old Caddy? Interesting names today. Caddy from Richmond. Gay Cat.
Just checking out an open for inspection.
Oh, whereabouts?
Box Hill North.
Oh, what price range are we looking
at? Oh, no, no,
Bill, you can't ask the price range.
Well, between
pretty,
600
pretty low.
And
pretty low.
400.
No. 670 or something
that's
like
all right,
that.
Caddy. Oh, Caddy.
Okay.
Good girl. Well done. Hey, do you know where Buddy sits on the all-time goal-kicking list?
I like sixth, but I'm going to go seventh.
Yeah,
nice, Cads.
Who can name them? Lockett, Coventry, old nuts.
Wade.
Dunstall, Wade, Ablett. Then who?
Titus.
Well done. Damien?
Name them, Bob.
Number five is a lifeline there, Cads.
Get around him!
Here we go. Who led the Eagles goal-kicking table in 2006 and 7, kicking 65 goals and 52 goals in those years? Caddy?
It's the lifeline, isn't it?
Okay.
So you got...
My thoughts are Mark McCrae, but I'll ask one of you guys. Who's left?
You got Brian Bunnings or Damo Curley?
We'll go the Bristol.
The Bristol.
He sells people up the river, Caddy.
Yeah. So goal-kicking.
What's the...
West Coast, 2006 and 7.
No, what, the leading goal kicker? Or just a goal kicker?
The leading goal kicker for the Eagles in those years.
Caddy likes Lacroix.
Caddy.
Lacroix.
Yes.
I think you're onto something with Lacroix.
I don't know. Maybe you
didn't. No, hang on. What about Quinton Lynch?
Oh, with the glove.
The Q-tip.
Mm. With the glove.
The glove.
What do you think about that, Cats?
Oh, I like it. We'll go with him.
Well done.
Thank you, Brian.
You must have thought it wasn't the Q-stick, Brian.
No. Number six, Cads. Which one of the following players took the most number of marks during the 90s? A, Chris Grant. Jim.
Mm-hmm.
B, Stuart Lowe. Oh, you don't know this one, Duck. C, Stephen Kernahan. Stand by. and D, Wayne Carey. Or E, Billy Brownless. Which one, Cads?
Ooh. Let's go Chris Grant.
Oh, well, he's third. Bad luck, Cats. Well, there's Huey. Hello, Huey from Sunshine.
I just built a few wicking beds.
Some what?
Wicking beds.
What are wicking beds?
Watered plants from upside down.
What?
You're on Triple M here, mate.
What are you doing?
Brian will know.
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
Building some wicking beds. They water your plants from upside down.
Mm, righto.
Never heard of them.
Right.
Oh. Brian just rips things out.
Yeah, wicking beds. Righto, Huey.
Many bone seed there.
Nah, no. Righto, mate. Who's taken the most number of marks during the 90s? Grant, Lowe, Kernahan, or Carey?
Oh, big buckets.
I'll go buckets, Lowe.
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, good.
Nice.
1,701 marks during that time.
Averaged about 13 a game or something.
Carey took 1,373. What are you doing, Wayne?
I was just having a look at the numbers.
Out. Number seven, wicking bed man. Brad Scholl played 169 games for Geelong. How many did he play for North Melbourne prior to that?
Ooh. One.
Ooh, bad luck. Close.
Went off in the holster.
Jared's there in a Ringwood. Okay, Jared.
Just clean the kitchen.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well done.
Of course, of course you are.
He is, Brian. Yeah. Brad Scholl played 169 games for the Cats. Very, very good player. How many games did he play for North Melbourne? And it wasn't one.
Two.
Good guess.
Good guess. Well, number eight is a lifeline. Get around him! And you've only got Curly. You've only got Damo, okay? What was Dom Sheed's career set goal conversion rate.
Don't ever help him.
Sorry.
Prior to kicking the winning goal in the 2018 grand final, which you'll hear after us today, what was his conversion rate? Was it A, 40%, B, 50%, C, 70%, or D, 80%? Damo, or you can answer it yourself.
No, go Damo.
Look, it's going to be a guess, but it wasn't 80, it wasn't 70.
Of course it's a guess.
Well, of course, it has to be a guess. It's a percentage question. I'm going to go with the 50%. But it is a guess.
It's a guess. What do you think, Jared?
I wouldn't go with it. I wouldn't. Don't go with it.
Yes. Yay! Well done, Damo. Righto, two to go. It's been a quick quiz today.
Well, not really.
Name the Collingwood player standing the mark when Dom Sheed kicked the winning goal in the 2018 grand final.
Question.
You'll hear this. You'll hear that grand final.
I reckon I know who that is. Is that the same guy that got shepherded out?
Yes, it was. Yeah. He should have got a free kick.
Yeah.
No.
Jared?
Mason Cox.
No,
he's a big defender.
Righto, Broderick.
Got me yet? I'm still trying to get over that bloody question from last week about bloody Chad Corns and the Brownlow.
Oh, so you've had a go, all right.
No, it was last week.
We'll let you go.
That was last week, Brian.
But that can't be ringing every week.
Well, everyone else has so far we've spoken to.
Seen even came back, didn't he?
The Collingwood player standing the mark when she kicked that winning goal. Brodders?
Yeah, I was actually there. I was closing my eyes. I'll have a go at Mason Cox.
No.
Oh, good guess.
Two Coxes now.
Good guess.
Daniel's son.
He's a defender.
What's the weather like in Bairnsdale?
Yeah, what's the weather like in Bairnsdale?
Just driving to the old man's place to have a bet and a few games.
You got a winner today? And
I haven't really had a look yet. Usually I follow horses, but there's nothing really there I like.
Righto, yeah.
Sometimes you can't see Bairnsdale.
Bairnsdale on the weather map. Oh. What's it like there today in Bairnsdale?
I haven't headed that way. I'm coming from the other way. I've just been down at Mafra.
Down at Mafra.
Difficult to deal with.
Jeff Geeshan from Mafra, wasn't he?
Right. Question time.
Who was on the mark when she kicked that goal there, Daniel?
I've got no idea. I'll go Brody Grundy.
I didn't think
Brody Grundy. Righto, defender. Michael. In Turidon. Where's Turidon, Brian?
Out in the Gippsland early region area on the way to Phillip Island.
Right, I'm sitting here and I am regretting drunk dialing while I'm watching my shares listening to you boys.
What are you regretting? Drunk bowling?
Drunk dialing. Yeah, last night I got myself in a bit of strife, boys.
Yeah, righto.
Right, yeah. There we go. Is he still there? No, we gone. Yeah. Dropped out, unfortunately. What a shame. I wanted to have a chat to Michael. He just dropped out there. Ring back, Michael.
Right. Bill, your quiz is just tailing off.
Do we have to wait till we're back on? One,
Mick
two,
from reservoirs three, there, Bill. Oh no! Bill, what has happened?
Oh, come on,
like,
Bill.
Seriously,
Mick.
Technically,
Mick Reservoir, are you there, Mick?
Doing some shopping at Epping Plaza.
Oh, that'd be beautiful Plaza, wouldn't it? Be some good folk there, Mick.
Couple of hold ups out there.
Terrible.
Come on, Mick.
Terrible, he reckons. Who was on the mark when Dom Sheed kicked the goal there? Mickey
it's
boy.
A guess, but it's only a guess, but I'm Darcy Moore.
No, it wasn't, mate. Bad luck. Dave.
This is as bad
as... It's not my fault they can't answer it, Luke. Shut up. Dave in Narre Warren. Go, Dave.
Just sitting at the compressor to pump the tyres on the old VS.
Oh.
Righto. Man. I'll give him the first number.
Right.
Dave in Narre Warren. Who kicked the winning? Who was on the mark when Dom Sheed...
What is this?
Who was on the mark when Dom Sheed kicked the winning goal? And his first name is Braden. That's my fault,
Gold
is it?
Sack.
Goldsack. Oh, no, Todd. Never ring again.
It's Toby.
Todd.
It's just as bad as it's ever been.
Todd, are you there?
Bill.
Just chewing on some lifesavers.
Chewing on some lifesavers.
Jim,
they're taking the piss now.
Bill, get it finished.
Todd, who was on the mark when Tom Sheed kicked the winning goal? His first name was Braden.
Braden Maynard.
Yes, Jimmy, one to go.
All right, Todlin.
Jeremy McGovern was named All-Australian on how many occasions, Todlin?
Five.
Oh, bad luck. Oh. Matthew in Airport West. Matthew, how many times? And what are you doing?
Yep, putting around the house.
Putting, oh, we've all been doing that.
Yes. How many times, Matty?
Sorry, what was the question? You cut out.
How many times has Jeremy McGovern been named All-Australian? I'm not doing it again. They can get stuffed.
Oh, a few, jeez.
Come on, mate, stop looking it up.
I'll go with three.
Oh, fat. This is career worst.
Corey. Causa.
Yeah, Corey. Just changing a light bulb, Bill.
How many watts?
Four times.
Yes,
four
times.
Oh, my God.
Jim, they're taking the piss
That's
now.
That's dead set.
They like, don't take it seriously.
Headbutting a metal spike, listening to that. That is poop. Fix it up, fat.
Look how many calls we had. 3,000.
Oh, my goodness.